My name is Hassan Askari, and I am a neurologist, and I've also been studying theology and have been a student of theology in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom, as well as a student of philosophy in various capacities. I've spent a few years of my life in this quest and in these areas, and today I would like to talk about issues pertaining to truth. And the idea is basically to see what is the meaning of truth. Is it something which is completely abstract and beyond the reach of understanding of common people? Or is it something which we deal with every day and is pertinent to our lives in more significant way that one might anticipate or expect or feel in general? So from my standpoint, I think that the first thing to understand is that truth is a universal entity. And by this, I mean to say that when somebody or a person such as myself or somebody else is having a conversation, we believe that whatever we are presenting is actually true. And we are not trying to mislead anyone. We are not trying to create a problem for anyone. We are trying to do good, and we are trying to earn the trust of other people to come and either join our cause, support our point of view, or at least believe us in what we are saying so that we have a credibility an acceptability in for ourselves, for our family, for our society in general, including our workplace, our neighborhood, etc., etc., and etc. The bigger the sphere of our influence is, the more the impact of our belief pertaining to the truth is present. So nobody comes and says, "Oh, believe me because I am lying. Believe me because I am not speaking the truth." Everybody says, "Believe me because I am speaking the truth." So the question really is that, what do you mean by that? What do we mean by that? If I say to you, come to you, that I am telling you something and believe me, how do you know? How do we know that it is in fact true or not? I may be true, I may not be true. For example, if we go and see history, I'll bring some salient examples. My point is not to just beat around examples after examples, but just to make the point and the case in point is, you know, in recent history, if we see, for example, Nazi Germany, Hitler motivated an entire nation towards war and destruction of a significant portion of the world, and by telling them that whatever he was saying is true, that Nazism is true, they were the bearer of the truth, and so on. They propagated an agenda of racial superiority. And so, for example, Pharaoh never said to the people that he was telling a lie. He said, he was saying to the people that he was telling the truth, and in fact, people who were supporting Moses and Moses himself, they were the liars. So it's always been, about the battle for truth. Whoever is the truth tries to win the support of others in favor of his or her cause. Other examples exist in history, such as it is a very important ordeal. It is a very important phenomena. It is a very important concept and a very important slogan that is very significant for people and very significant to motivate those people when we say and we talk about truth. So knowledge of truth and the concept of truth is important because it not only provides social acceptability, social influence and social stature, but even more importantly, it brings about a sense of satisfaction, a sense of calmness, peace, and very much wholeness in the person who is making this claim, in that very person himself or herself. So that is a very important, or probably the most important impact of understanding the truth, of believing whether or not somebody is the bearer of truth, is speaking the truth, and is presenting the truth. Now, aside from the personal aspects of truth, there are some global aspects of truth presentation. There are issues that are presented as truth, or truth. For example, the concept of slavery. Is it true? Is it right? Is it good? The concept of usurping, taking something away from people that belongs to them in favor of use of those to whom that thing does not belong. Is it true? Is it good? If I take away a pen from somebody else that does not belong to me and belongs to that person, is it true to do that? Am I being truthful to myself? Is it good? Is it appropriate, etc.? So that is a more wider implementation of the concept of truth. Even more wider is the question whereby we have certain systems in this planet Earth today that are presented as systems for salvation of humanity and salvation of the planet and salvation of all the existence, including the existence of human being in the, on this planet. These systems include capitalism, communism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and so on and so forth. There are many of them. So the question is, each and every system comes and says, oh, we are the bearer of the truth. We are the holder of the truth. What we present is true. What I say, he say about this religion, this system is truth. If you follow us, if you accept us, if you take our word as true, you will be successful in this world. And if they do have a concept of existence beyond this world, then they will say, not only that you will be successful in this world, but will also be successful in the world that exists beyond here. These religions and these systems do include Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and of course Hinduism, and some other religions as well. Now, so it is important, therefore, to understand the concept of truth from this standpoint and evaluate it before we accept whoever presents us what as true. Now, even though that each person presents a version of truth that they believe is in fact correct, in fact true, however, we know that there is diversity and sometimes complete opposition and contradiction among the versions of opinions, among the versions of understandings, etc., about same issues. For example, somebody can say that Nazis were good, even though that's not what I believe. But somebody can come, there are people who are Nazi, even today, and believe that Nazis are good. However, there are some people who say, no, Nazi is bad. Most of them, that is how it is. There are people who would say that this religion is good. Somebody will come and say that religion is good. Somebody will come and say, well, no religion is good. This is all a charade and nothing else. Somebody will come and say, forget about the religion. No matter what you believe is okay. Capitalism is good. Somebody would come and say, well, to heck with all of this. Communism is good, and so on and so forth. So there is a plethora. There is a wide variety of opinions out there where each and every opinion is presenting itself as truth, and unfortunately, most of the time, is in opposition and in rejection of the other opinions that themselves are presenting themselves as truth. So the question remains, the question happens, is there a way to find out what is the right thing? What is the wrong thing? Can all of them be true? Are none of them true? Are some of them true? Is one of them true? What? We need to sort this out. And therefore, this question becomes important not only now from a personal standpoint, from a social standpoint, but also this question becomes pertinent to be answered from the standpoint of a global and a holistic understanding of our life and its goals, its objectives, and about end-of-life issues. Where are we going? Who are we? What is our end? What is our purpose? And so on and so forth. However, unless we understand about truth, we cannot answer any of the questions, and nothing can be truly achieved, no pun intended, unless what we want to know is the fact that is there a way to find out about truth or no? There is no way. We are entitled to have our opinions and our truths, and everybody is right. So there is no absolute truth that exists. Truth exists in relative form. So that would imply that what we believe is true for us, and whatever somebody else believes is true for them. So for example, if we bring one of the most salient example of such issue would be capitalists are fine for themselves. Communists are also good. They are also true. Buddhists are also true. Muslims are also true. Jews are also true. Christians are also true. Everybody is true. Nobody is wrong. They have their own versions. And that's about it. And even though they are negating each other, despite that negation, all of them are correct. So today we are going to embark on a journey, on an endeavor, on an effort to seek whether or not truth exists. We are not going to talk about any specific book. We are not going to talk about any specific ideology. We are not going to talk about any specific ism. What we need to understand is, how do we understand if any claim is true or not true? Because unless we understand that phenomena, we have no idea what to do about any claim that is presented to us. So, can capitalism be true? Maybe. I don't know. We don't know. Unless we analyze and understand and evaluate the claims made by a capitalist, we cannot understand that. We cannot make a judgment or a decision about it. Such will be also in this discussion. In summary, we are going to discuss about ideologies first, because ideologies shape our life, and we want to know if the claims made by any or all of these ideologies are true or not. If they are true, great. If they are not true, too bad. And we're going to talk about this. As we know, whether it is an individual ideology or a collective ideology, whether it is some idea that pertains to a person and how he or she lives his or her life, or to a group regarding how they live or they don't live their life. The group of ideas, ideals that people follow are basically of two types. Either they believe in a higher authority, which is usually called, understood as God, depending on whichever language we subscribe to, we may have different names for it. But either a person believes in the present. So today, what we are going to do is we are going to talk about or start talking about some serious questions about truth. What we would like to do is to see, because as an ideology, it is presented that there is God, or it is presented that there is no God. So we want to see whether or not the existence of God is true. And can it be understood or not? We would like to analyze the claim that the existence of God cannot be understood, cannot be ascertained, cannot be comprehended. And please understand that I do differentiate between the existence of God, the understanding of the existence of God, and the nature of God. These are two different things. I am not talking about understanding the nature of the concept of God. Instead, I am talking about understanding whether or not there is a God, or whether or not this can be understood as true or false. So we're going to talk about such issues. We are going to analyze the claim that issues pertaining to the existence of God cannot be proven, and these are matters of heart and faith, and they have no realm in the logic or in the domain of logic, and there is no logical reasoning that can prove or disprove such existence. We can also analyze, and we are also going to talk about issues pertaining to the ideas and notions that talk about that logic is used by Satan and to deviate people from truth, and Satan used logic. Yes. So today we wanted to present the importance of exploring the truth, meaning why should we explore what is true and what is not true. And we in summary, we concluded and we came to an understanding that truth, the understanding of truth, is important from a personal standpoint, because it brings satisfaction and a holistic peace to a person as an individual. It is also important because it improves and it imparts and it brings credibility to a person in his immediate and extended surroundings and environment. It is also important because it allows the person to understand and analyze and accept or reject various claims presented to him or her by various systems such as communism, capitalism, Islam, and other religions, etc. So we need to understand whether or not there is something true. So in the future discussions, what we would like to do is to see are there any objective tools that are available to actually discern, to actually dissect, to actually understand truth per se, without any adulteration, with a distinct and distinguished understanding, and with a clear idea about what is it, what does it mean, what is the implication of it on personal, social, and other aspects of life? Is this true, that everything is true, even when they negate each other? Is truth something individualized, or is it something absolute, or is it something in between? We need to answer these questions. We will also answer the question, if there is a God, if there is no God, how do we know if there is one? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. How do you know? How do we know? And what is the meaning of believing in God and not these questions? We will also answer the question, if there is a God, if there is no God, how do we know if there is one? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. How do you know? How do we know? And what is the meaning of believing in God and not believing in God? What is the meaning, personal and social and otherwise? And what is the meaning of understanding the truth in personal and social and other spheres of life, and the understanding of the concepts regarding whether they are true or not? I hope that we will have not only a substantial conversation, but we'll also have fun while understanding these things, and it will be something which would bring joy to those who will try to explore them, and hopefully we will go from there. You might have noticed that I have not greeted anyone using any religious salutations, and that is deliberate. It is because I feel and I believe that it is inappropriate at this juncture in time that I talk about whether or not there is truth, and then bring my personal or any other kind of bias, my personal opinion, into this conversation. I was able to make a point about the truth that led to certain kind of salutations being appropriate, we will start using those salutations from that point onwards. However, for now, have a good day.